Crowder has ducked out for a second. He's at Green Bay Packers training camp, and it's a joint practice between the Packers and the Seahawks, and they're taping some interviews for the pivot, so he will rejoin us again this afternoon when he can. I saw a tweet from Leon Searcy. Do you know Leon Searcy, Solana? You know who that is?
I don't think I do, no.
Well, legendary Miami Hurricane. Legendary Miami Hurricane. Badass, too. Mm. He tweeted out yesterday, Carson Beck has got to be the most disrespected QB in college football. ESPN has their preseason top 100 players of 2025, and they got 8 quarterbacks in front of him when he got a 29-3 record in the SEC. I can't wait for his middle finger tour this season. Go Canes. Leon Searcy could not have said it better. Again, admittedly, all I know of Carson Beck from other than what I've seen from, you know, seeing Georgia games, talking to John Michaels, talking to Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki, Gino Toretta, people who are watching him, and people are high on him, and probably for a good reason. I mean, he was a stellar quarterback, and I'm excited. I hope there is a middle finger tour from Carson Beck this season for all the doubters. Now, I'm including Crowder in that because Crowder's a doubter.
Well, if it went any way his doubt for last year's quarterback went for the Miami Hurricanes, and I like our odds this year, Hawk.
Yeah,
I love our odds. Man. I like what Sedano told us, though, where he's like, Carson Beck did what he did last year, which was a quote-unquote down year against SEC defenses, and now he's going to go to the ACC? Like, just think
like
about
you
that.
Feel you feel know? Like that's, you know, to use a horse racing analogy, like a drop in class, and I hate to be that because I'm an ACC guy, but, you know, when a horse is able to compete at a certain level and then they drop him in class, he runs circles around the other horses. Should. And so that's kind of how you feel that it should play out.
Are you an ACC guy or are you just an anti-SEC guy? Because
no, I'm an ACC guy only because of Miami. I mean, I root for Miami and the conference, so... Yeah. And the football, the majority of the football that I watch is ACC football. So I'm an ACC guy. It's just the SEC guys. They're just so ham-handed about the SEC. I mean, they could be an NFL division, the top SEC teams. I mean, let's slow our roll here.
My point is you would never chant, like if Miami was playing an SEC school, you would never chant ACC if Miami was beating Florida coming up in a couple months. SEC, when they go play like anybody, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, whoever it is, Vandy, the fan bases chant SEC. Like, it's the most bizarre thing. Why are you chanting in support of your conference? Chant in support of your school, your mascot, your team that's winning against a out-of-conference opponent. They chant SEC. It's the lamest thing in college football. I'm not kidding. The lamest tradition in college football outside of everything that happens with the Texas A&M situation.
Oh, my God. I mean, honestly, I was about to say, no. You want to talk lamest thing in college football, it's the Texas A&M cheer crew, whatever that thing is.
Cheer run or whatever. Oh,
whoa,
so
what
cringe.
Is that? So cringe, Lord. Man. Yeah, they love that, too. If you remind me, Jimmy, this segment, we'll give away Marlins tickets because I've been doing it at the same time every day this week. So let's give away Marlins tickets early. We have a chance for a 4-pack of tickets to Beer Fest at Lone Depot Park this Saturday. Marlins and Blue Jays, must be 21 or older to win. Maybe we'll do a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Let's look at the line for Dolphins-Jags. Now that we know Dolphins starters are going to play a bit, do we know anything about the Jags? I saw that Duval spoke to the media today.
Yes. One name that we did not mention in last hour's joint practice report was Travis Hunter.
Mm.
And he was held out of practice today. Kind of expected that. We talked about it yesterday. He has an upper body injury.
Upper battery.
Uh-huh. And he is battery? Not. He is
got the
not.
Upper battery.
He is not going to play in, oh, Jimmy's running over to mark that. F you, Jimmy. He is not going to play in the preseason finale on Saturday night. So no Travis Hunter, the number two overall pick, will not be in pads.
And that's strictly because of the upper battery? I'm just checking. So if I remember correctly, yesterday the Dolphins were 3.5-point favorites over Jacksonville. Now they are 5.5-point favorites. So two and the starters are going to play a quarter. The play is probably to bet them first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Right now, there is no first quarter bet. There's only the line over under on the game. You want to guess?
Over under 48 and a half.
38 and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like all these games have been high scoring. They, Dolphins 24-17.
Right? Like two seasons ago, it was all 16-3 and 13-2. Right. Feel like they're all flying over this year. But obviously, Dolphins, because they're going to play starters, they're up to now 5.5-point favorites. I'd like to bet first quarter or first half. They don't have those bets available right now, and I imagine it's because everyone had the same thought I did once McDaniel said that the starters were going to play.
You want to hear a, because you asked me who won practice last hour, if I had read anything about who won practice. How about this from Pete Prisco, CBS Sports? He tweets out, watch Jaguars Dolphins practice today. Both teams look like they were done with camp. Bad practice.
Mm. Well, remember you told us McDaniel said yesterday, hey, we're not looking to do anything that's super physical. We're not looking to get in any scraps, right? Isn't that what he said about talked?
Duvall said that he had spoken with McDaniel and that they don't anticipate it being a highly physical joint practice.
All right. Well, that makes sense. They're not guns blazing out there today. Chris Perkins was out there for the Sun Sentinel. He's going to join us this hour. We'll get a boots on the ground report for what happened. Let's do headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kias in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Ollie Gordon might have just wrapped up the running back two position, by the way, and low key, Ollie Gordon might start week one against the Indianapolis Colts because Devon Achane has a calf strain. They're slow playing him back. And I don't know for sure like what his status is, but he hasn't practiced. He's not playing Saturday. And there doesn't seem to be any guarantees that he's going to be ready for week one. And today, really the big story out of camp, Jalen Wright left practice due to an injury. So right now, because Devon Achane isn't practicing, Jalen Wright got hurt. Your running back room is Ollie Gordon, Shamklin, and Mike Boone. Those are your three running backs available for Saturday's preseason finale.
All right. I had seen a tweet from Omar. I'm wondering if he deleted it. He did. I thought I saw some tweet from him talking about seeing Jalen Wright walk into the hospital with a limp.
The hospital?
Yeah, Baptist. Oh, well, Baptist, yeah.
The Baptist Health Facility. He probably walked right in. He did. He left practice. And
right, but it was the limping most detailed that I'd seen, because we all saw that he left, but he had a... I'm wondering if he deleted this, because it jumped out at me.
Hmm. Yeah, that's... Yeah, no, I'm not seeing it. That's no bueno, though, bro. That is no bueno.
It said he was limping.
No, yeah, I saw it. Everybody tweeted out, Jalen Wright walks back into the facility. Apparently, there were fights today. One carried over into the Dolphins' indoor practice facility as well.
There was a big fight at Packers-Seahawks joint practice that I'm watching on Omar's feed right now.
Oh, for real?
Crowder was at.
Did Crowder jump in there? Throw some bows? Big fight. Right now, Hawk, you watch any Eurobasket? You watching this Eurobasket?
No, I don't know what that is.
The European basketball tournament. It starts next week, but there's a bunch of friendlies. Eric Spoelstra was in was in Europe. He's in Europe watching a bunch of the Heat players play. Pelle Larsson played last night with Sweden. He was there. Today, he's in Belgrade, Serbia, Slovenia. It started at 2 p.m. Niko Jovic, Luka Doncic, the Joker. They're all in action right now. You're going to have Simone Fontecchio, Niko Jovic, and Pelle Larsson competing next week, Eurobasket. Eric Spoelstra's out there in Europe. And listen, man, Spo single now. Couple weeks in Europe. Not too shabby. Sounds like a fun little trip.
I'd take advantage of that. Grab an Aperol spritz.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think? Team Italy, Simone Fontecchio, their pregame is just them down in Aperol spritzes.
Aperol spritz, gabagool, and a little basketball game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then post game, instead of protein shakes, they just eat spaghetti meatballs.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
I went to Olive Garden like a week ago.
What?
I didn't want to tell you, but just seems like a perfect opportunity right now. Had a gift card, happened to be in the area.
What a terrible gift to give someone.
Happened to be in the area.
The person hate you?
Went to Olive Garden, and bro, breadsticks and salad remain undefeated.
Really?
Undefeated.
I'm not going to get you a Christmas gift this year. Instead of giving you cash, I'm giving you an Olive Garden gift card.
I'll quit.
So what was it? One of those Darden gift cards, or was it actually Olive Garden?
Olive Garden gift card.
So you didn't have other choices?
That was it. That was the choice. Olive Garden gift card. Happened to
so
be in
what,
the area.
Did you take your fiance?
Yeah, I went with my fiance.
So it was like a night out. You guys said, all right, dinner, let's go to Olive Garden.
I mean, she wasn't signing up to go to Olive Garden, but we had a gift card.
I'd like to go. I'd like to see what all the hubbub is about. I don't know if I've ever been.
You've never been to Olive Garden?
I don't think so. I think I was there once. I think I was there once. And
crazy.
But it felt like a Denny's to me. It felt like an Italian Denny's. So I was like, yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's an Italian Denny's. The perfect way to describe it.
That was good.
That's crazy. You've lived in the United States 50 years.
Well, why would I go there if it's no good?
Because it's Olive Garden. Denny's is no good, but we all love Denny's.
Yeah, but I go to Denny's at 2 in the morning or 7 p.m. for a piece of pie and a coffee.
We know,
but
you love
like
that.
Olive Garden, you're going for a real meal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I mean, you go, sometimes you just go for a meal that you know you're not going to love, but you're getting breadsticks and salad out of it. Like the Hawk, it's worth going just for breadsticks and the salad. It's unlimited. Unlimited. Hey, get yourself a spaghetti meatball. It's fine. Totally
fine.
So
what did you have?
Oh man, you're going to hate my order. It was like chicken breasts covered. It was like chicken parmesan, but not breaded. Because I was trying to do like a healthy dinner. But then it just came with a bunch of cheese and marinara
giant,
sauce.
Cheese, but you missed out on the breadcrumbs. So
I missed out on the breadcrumbs.
And what Valentina got?
She got fettuccine chicken Alfredo, which happened to be fire. Fire. They've got a tour of Italy. It was fire. They have a tour of Italy, and it has like a piece of lasagna, chicken parmesan, and like fettuccine Alfredo. All on the same plate, like $25. It's like you're in Rome. It's like you're at the Palazzo Navona, right in Roma, bro. Just fire.
So your fiance, who's so skinny, had lasagna?
No. She just had fettuccine chicken Alfredo. But I'm telling
you, she didn't have the tour of Italy.
You can have the tour of Italy.
Interesting. How must one feel about themselves after they've consumed lasagna, fettuccine Alfredo, and whatever else is on that plate?
Not good. You can't.
And
do good
unlimited breadsticks.
Right, and then you have to get a tiramisu, right? Because I mean, you can't leave an Italian restaurant without getting a tiramisu.
Do you?
I'm not kidding though, Hawk. The food is wildly mid. The breadsticks and the unlimited.
This is so shocking to me. Gino Toretta is texting us, breadsticks and salad bar are fire.
Let's go. I got the Gino's approval.
Gino's freaking Italian. He's Italian.
Bro,
Gino,
breadsticks
Gino, did you hear the beginning? We're talking about Olive Garden. Olive Garden.
When, if you're ranking, have we done this before? Ranking like appetizer breads at restaurants. The Olive Garden breadsticks are on the Mount Rushmore, but for sure, like Outback's bread.
No, it's the old Roadhouse Grill, which is now Texas Roadhouse.
Right.
But Roadhouse Grill. Hops, which went out of business about 15 years
damn,
ago.
Damn, Hops was fired. Remember those rolls?
Yeah,
damn, bro. That's a good call by you, man.
Red Lobster, Butter Bay Biscuits, Cheddar Butters.
Yeah, whatever they're called. I'm with you. And then Olive Garden Breadsticks.
Which, like, by the way, I've never been to Red Lobster. I just know about the bread.
I've been one time to Red Lobster, didn't eat, only had the Cheddar Bay Biscuits. That's it. That's all I had.
And number four, it's a good one. I got to think this through.
Okay. All right. You think it through. I'm telling you, it's Olive Garden.
I can't imagine it's Olive Garden. The only reason you like it is because it's unlimited.
100%.
Right. If they brought you one breadstick, you wouldn't go, oh, this is a phenomenal breadstick.
No. And here's what happens. The waitresses or the waiters, after your second order of breadsticks, they start avoiding your table because they know you just want more breadsticks. They start avoiding your table.
Right.
Hawk, I will pay for you and Lori and DJ since he's in town. Whoever. Choose, go with Gino. I'll pay for it. Go to Olive Garden. Just try it. You'll love it.
Fine. I'm good.
You'll love it. Show field trip. Olive Garden on me. Let's go. I bet you Chris Perkins loves Olive Garden. I bet.
Oh, no question. And I bet you Josh Appel in the 4 o'clock hour does as well.
For sure. Just to round out your headlines. Inter Miami, they beat Tigres 2-1 yesterday. My guy, Luis Suarez, scored two goals, both penalty kicks, but I think they were both earned. And the best takeaway from the game was the manager, Javier Mascherano, from the stands after being ejected, phoning into the sidelines to bark out orders.
I was just reading something, I think from Taylor Twellman, his name?
Yes.
That there was nothing against the rules.
No, Leagues Cup, because so in different competitions, it is illegal. Like if a manager or player gets ejected in certain competitions, they can't come back out from the locker room. Like they can't be seen in the field of play. And it's also illegal in some competitions. It happened with the Mexico national team manager a couple years ago where he had a walkie-talkie after having to miss a game. And the TV crew films him with a walkie-talkie up in a suite. And what's he doing with a walkie-talkie? He's phoning in downstairs. It was a big controversy. But Leagues Cup put out a notice, a memo today, that is not against Leagues Cup rules. He was totally it was fair what he was doing.
Yeah, Taylor Twellman, who I think was on the call last night for Apple TV, tweets out, when contacted by the Athletic, Leagues Cup spokesperson added, the Inter Miami head coach was located in a space designated according to tournament regulations. Cell phone communications are not prohibited per Leagues Cup regulations in this instance. Then why That's kick him out? Like, then assign the red card to someone else. I don't know what else to do. Crowder signing back in from Green Bay. I just saw on Omar's Twitter feed that there was a big practice, a big fight at the Packers Seahawks joint practice today. Were you around for that? You're muted.
I don't know how to use a computer, but I did see the fight.
Yeah, it was a good
both benches emptied. They ran. It was no punches thrown. It was just a yelling match. But yeah, it was 90 versus 90. I was excited. I thought somebody was gonna get knocked out.
Crowder, when's the last time you went to Olive Garden?
Oh, man. When I was broke.
Because I've never been. I was telling Solana, he finds that hard to believe, but he went there. Someone gave him a gift card, obviously an enemy. So he went there the other night and took Valentina. And he's like, oh, yeah, it was like, I you got to go to Olive Garden.
You took your fiance?
But then Gino Toretta just texted us going, Olive Garden breadsticks and salad is fire. And Gino's a proud Italian.
The salad and breadsticks are pretty good. And then at some point, you got to get to dinner.
Right. Well, but I mean, you
junk
fill up
on the breadsticks.
You fill up on bread and salad, and then you order whatever. You force it down with an Aperol spritz. I mean, what's better, Hawk?
Yeah.
And then the tiramisu is fire. You can't mess up tiramisu.
Why do you say it like that?
Like what?
He also says fettuccine Alfredo.
Tiramisu? Tiramisu.
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 Yeah. That's the proper way to pronounce it. I don't know what you're
tiramisu.
Doing.
Tiramisu. No, it's whenever you can pick the noodle, the sauce, and the meat and mix them, you know it's back there in a pan sitting around.
I don't get this. Like, you know, here's my thing with Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you like, yeah, great point.
Penne or spaghetti. Right. Right. Or Alfredo, right. Or
you want, right.
Marinara.
You want marinara? Do you want Alfredo? It's, whatever, yeah. And then it comes out in 12 seconds.
Yes, like, huh, it's sitting back there boiling on water in a jug. I don't know. I want my stuff fresh.
First of all, how long do you think it takes to make pasta?
More than 12 seconds.
No, it takes like 6 minutes to boil pasta. The water's been boiling.
Slana.
You throw a little fettuccine in there. It takes 6 minutes.
You think that they're making brand new noodles and new fettuccine, and for you?
What are you guys? Why are you describing pasta making like if it's making a?
Because I've seen Salt Bae do it.
I did see Salt Bae make pasta.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. It's not quick.
You know what?
It's an art form.
Prime Italian. They put it. They cut it. Boom. Them. They cut it themselves.
Boom.
They make a flat pan and cut the pasta. That's what I
want. Somebody texts in, Hawk, how do you still love going to McDonald's, but you think Olive Garden is disgusting? Because McDonald's is fast food. They tell you right in the front. Like, McDonald's has a big purple blob mascot, the Grimace. They're not telling you that it's fine dining. It's fast food.
Yeah.
Hey, Olive Garden's pretending to be, you know, in the valley of Italy.
No, it's
and,
not.
And in the meantime, the place I go to has the Grimace and the Hamburglar as their mascots. You know, be who you are, Olive Garden.
Olive Garden,
call it Italian Denny's, and I'll go.
You know exactly what you're getting.
But open
Olive
24
Garden.
Hours. You got to open 24 hours. I'll go to Olive Garden.
And they call it the Taste of Italy.
Yeah, that's the tour of Italy.
That's not the tour of Italy.
It's like you're in the Piazza Navone. I'm telling you, bro.
I don't know what the Piazza Navone is, but I know that's bad. It's not as that Olive Garden's not doing Piazza Navone.
I don't understand when people are like, oh, Olive Garden. Like, I'm not telling you. You want great Italian food? Don't go to Olive Garden. Go to Luca Osteria in the Gables, right? Go to Carbone. Go to Prime Italian. I'm not telling you that this is on that level. I'm telling you what it is. It's mid Italian, fake Italian food, but breadsticks, salad, unlimited. I mean, who doesn't love that? And the tiramisu. I mean, come on. Come on.
They should get Russell Wilson to endorse them, right? Hey, what are the breadsticks? Unlimited. I mean, good marketing.
If you say that dessert one more time, Solana, we're fighting next time we see each other.
Tiramisu.
I just ordered it out too. Good for you. Good for you. So proud of you.
Tiramisu.
So proud of you.
Gino, let me know. Let me know for Olive Garden. Let me know.
All right. Anything else? Because Chris Perkins coming up. You know Perk loves Olive Garden.
Oh, 100%.
No.
Your weather, it's 90 degrees in
Mark's
South Florida.
I was going to tell you, Olive Garden was never better than when they had a smoking section.
Perk is breaking the smoke detectors in the airplane bathrooms.
Do those really work, you think? The smoke detectors in the airplane bathrooms?
Yes.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? I mean, a smoke detector is like $12. Why would, what would they do? Put in fake ones?
Yeah, I think I have this conspiracy theory that it's just, they're just doing it to scare people, like specifically in the bathroom, because they tell people like no vaping in the bathroom. Smoke detector is not going off because somebody's vaping in the bathroom. I don't buy it. I think if you light up a grit or a
heater. You asked if the smoke detector works.
Right. Solana, I'm going to give you. I don't think it's going to sound an alarm. I think if you light up a heater in a bathroom, yeah, it's such a confined space that people are going to smell the cigarette smoke. But if somebody's ripping the vape, I don't think it's going to go off in an airplane. I don't.
You want to tell him or you want me to tell him, Hawk?
Well, I'm annoyed by his whole take on this already. I want to curse.
You know, vape's not smoke.
No, I know, but they say that if you vape in the bathroom, the alarm will go off as well. They specifically tell you.
But you're saying that the smoke detector won't detect smoke, and I'm saying why would you put in fake smoke detectors? It's not like you're saving $40,000 per unit.
Because Hawk, if I light up a cigarette in the bathroom. Inside of an airplane, the space is so confined that one hit of a cigarette is immediately going to stink up the airplane bathroom. So it's obvious.
What does that have to do with the smoke detector?
Because it's obvious that you're smoking in there. So what's the point of actually putting the smoke detector in there? Like what?
So you think they put in fake? In other words, I'm saying so they put in props.
Just in the bathroom. I'm speaking just in the bathroom specifically. Just in the bathroom. I'm but convinced.
Again, why would you go? Why would you go through the effort of placing fake smoke detectors when you could, for the same price, put in the actual smoke detectors?
Have you ever heard a smoke detector go off in an airplane?
No, because no one smokes. They know that there's smoke detectors there.
And you know, smoke detectors aren't just for cigarettes. Like, no, if there's something that catches on fire, you have to save your life.
Obviously, the smoke detectors in the actual airplane, they obviously have to work. I just don't think the ones in the bathroom.
You think there's smoke detectors in the airplane?
On the wall?
At somewhere, right? There has to be smoke detectors somewhere in the airplane.
What are you talking about? You have smoke detectors to alert you that smoke or fire is happening when you can't see it.
If there was a fire.
You're standing in the plane, how would you not see the smoke and fire?
If it's 8A, if 8A is on fire, you wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, they have fire detectors and suppressants in the cargo holds and everything.
That's what I meant. Like, there has to be some sort of system to detect smoke inside the
airplane. A smoke detector. They're in the bathrooms where you can't see.
It's not that deep. I just had a
be a real
here.
Conversation.
Not that deep.
Not that deep. I just had a
it's
little.
It's not
theory
deep
here.
At all. It's not. It's the opposite of deep.
Why are you getting so mad? I just had a theory. I had a theory. What's
but deal? You also seem to think that there's a smoke detector every three rows.
No, there's no. I didn't mean that there's a smoke detector every three rows. I just meant that there has to be some sort of system in place in the airplane to detect smoke. Which is
eyes. They're called eyes.
But also, you're arguing that they're fake.
In the bathroom. Yeah, I think they're. I think
so. You would have smoke detectors everywhere, but then in some weird, nefarious plan, all the airline CEOs have decided, although we have smoke detection, and fire suppressant technology all over the airplane, let's make sure we only put fake ones in the bathroom.
Yes, that sounds right. I think that's what I'm saying. And I think I'm right about this too.
Son,
holy hell.
If you're cooking and something catches on fire, do you need a smoke detector to tell you that?
Right. Like, do you put a smoke detector right over your stove?
I've got one right over the stove.
And turn it on only when you're there? All right. I wanted to give away the Marlins tickets, but we don't have time. You tell us about this this big signing with Seth Jones, and Chris Perkins is going to join us in the next segment. I got to get out of here. I got to go take a smoke.
For you guys to get so upset about, I mean, I had a...
I can't stand that. Something that's that dumb. I can't just sit here on my hands.
Holding out on the bathroom smoke detectors.
Yeah, we have $1 million systems. Also, whatever you do, don't put real smoke detectors in the bathroom where we actually can't see what's going on. Make those fake, because you know what? People will still be fooled, and then we won't have to replace the battery.
Okay. All right. Downplay it. That's fine. We'll see. We'll see. I'll put it to the test.
Oh, my God.
You have a degree? This is crazy. I mean,
all right. Well, maybe I'm not qualified.
My moron detector is going wild right now.
They are giving out degrees. Goodness gracious.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ain't no way Solana got a degree.
We went very, very long in the last segment. So now we have limited time with Chris Perkins, who's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And the reason that we were late, Perk, is we were debating, well, we were debating smoke detectors in airplane bathrooms and airplanes, but we were also debating Olive Garden.
Yeah.
So okay. So where do you stand on both those topics? And then we'll get to the Dolphins joint practice.
Oh, I would hope there's a smoke detector everywhere on that damn airplane. That's what I would hope. Like everywhere, every nook and cranny. I hope that if there's smoke, that thing goes off and it lets us know, extinguish it or get on the ground.
Right.
Olive Garden. I like Olive Garden. I don't love it. I don't do the middle class restaurants too good. So I do like, you know, Prime 112 and Prime Italian and stuff like that. Or I'll do, you know, fast food. But I don't do the middle class restaurants too much. I don't know why. I'm just not into them.
Exactly.
That's actually not a bad take. Where either like, hey, figure out what you are. You're playing. You're riding the fence here. I'll go for expensive food or I'll go for, you know, fast food, but I'm not pretending that Olive Garden is something that it's not.
Exactly. I mean, the salad is all right. It's all right. And the salad and breadsticks are all right. But once you get past that, and you know, my problem with Olive Garden is everything is so heavily sauced. There's just too much damn sauce, too much damn cheese. I mean, let the product speak for itself.
Solana probably put on a collared shirt at Olive Garden.
I believe the product is speaking it for itself when you have to cover it in sauce and cheese and salt.
That's a fear, right? Exactly.
Tell us, read Chris Perkins' work in the Sun Sentinel, Sun Sentinel app, sunsentinel.com. Joint practice today, from what I've read, it was kind of uneventful.
Well, I mean, there was a big fight that broke off into two fights, one of them going into the indoor facility while the other one stayed outside. Jack Jones was throwing hands. We saw Ashton Davis, he's out injured. He was in the mix. But, aside from that, yeah, no Tyreek-Travis Hunter matchup. I thought the offense got the better of the defense. The Dolphins offense got the better of the Jaguars defense narrowly. Aaron Brewer said he thought they brought the heat later in practice, the offense. And then, the Dolphins defense maybe had a narrow edge over the Jaguars offense. But, I think the Dolphins are a 9-win team. I don't know what Jacksonville is. They won 4 games last year. So I don't know what this joint practice means that it was this even. But, yeah, it was fairly even. I would give the Dolphins offense an edge and the Dolphins defense a very narrow edge.
And to that point about the fighting, and it's just silly. I'm in Green Bay right now. Green Bay, they were practicing this today, and they were fighting at practice. Who are they playing?
Seattle.
So in all the fight, like whoop somebody's ass between the whistles. That's my whole thing. But are they tougher? Are they more physical? Like, or is it are they whistling through the graveyard trying to slap people after the whistle blows?
You know what? It's interesting. So Aaron Brewer was talking about that today because we asked him about physicality, and he said he thought Chicago had fake tough guy stuff, that the rules were you just thug somebody up and they're tackling to the ground. He said he thought Detroit was a little more tough, and it got them kind of prepared. It was almost a little bit of a wake-up call. I thought the Dolphins showed some feistiness today, some competitiveness. I don't know how tough they were, but they were feisty. They were competitive, especially along the front, you know, at the line of scrimmage, I thought they were. So I think this Dolphins team is going to be a tougher team than they were last year. I don't know if they're a tough team, but they're going to be a tougher team, and I think you do and have seen that in preseason.
Perk, what injury are you more concerned about? I'm not talking about for Saturday. I'm saying for week one in Indianapolis. What injury? Is it Devon Achane? And really now Jalen Wright, so it could be Ollie Gordon starting if Achane's not ready. Tyreek Hill and his oblique injury, will he be ready to go week one? And will he look healthy week one? Austin Jackson in the offensive line, which one of those three are you more concerned about?
Man, I would say Achane is the one, because a calf injury, those calf injuries just kind of seem to linger. You know, that you have to pay attention to that calf injury. If you only sit him for like a week and a half or 2 weeks, that thing could flare back up. I think that needs like a good 3 weeks to really heal up. So I don't know if you trot him out there at 80%. Maybe you do. Maybe you let him get a little bit of run at 80%. But that's the one with a guy who's fast and changes direction like Achane. That's the one I worry about. We saw, by the way, Austin Jackson today out of the walking boot. He was wearing it yesterday riding the stationary bike. I don't know what that means, but he was out of it. Ashton Davis has been out of his walking boot for 2 days. But Jalen Wright, you know, he was I saw him flexing his right leg as he was walking off the field, which was during the fight. He wasn't in the fight. He wasn't injured in the fight, to be clear about that. But he did go to the Baptist Health. You know, they've got that medical facility attached to the training facility of the Dolphins. They've got an on-site medical facility. So him and A.J. Henning also was taken to that medical facility. So, yeah, the running back situation is overall, it's not good depending on what's going on with Jalen Wright. But Achane is the one that worries me the most.
And Perk, I know Travis Hunter's out right now, but Brian Thomas Jr., BTJ, can play. Yeah, how did they match up against him today? Because I was there in person against Amon-Ra St. Brown, and he had 6 of 6 touchdowns in the one-on-ones.
Yeah, Thomas looked good today. And I mean, Thomas looked good last year in the opener against these guys, but he looked good today. He had one touchdown, but I think Jason Marshall Jr., the fifth round pick out of Florida, who is coming on as a slot defender. I think he made a pretty good play against Brian Thomas, if I'm not mistaken. I mostly watched the Dolphins offense against the Jacksonville defense, but Brian Thomas is legit. He's legit. I do worry about those Dolphins cornerbacks. You know, Kendall Sheffield has been sidelined with a soft tissue injury. I didn't hear Storm Duck's name a whole lot, which I think is good, and, you know, I don't know if it's bad. You know, he didn't get burned by Brian Thomas. That's a good thing. I don't know if he made any plays, but Minka had an interception. Minka. He's looking real good. I feel good about Storm Duck and Minka. The rest of that secondary is very wait and see, with Jason Marshall Jr. being a guy on the rise.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. And we heard today, obviously we're up against it, but we heard today Mike McDaniel's going to play the starters on Saturday.
Yeah. And maybe two series. That would be the first quarter, right? It's about two series per quarter in general. So I would like to see what they can do. I'm glad that he's going to play them. It seems like that trend is changing all around the league this year, right, where you're seeing more starters playing in the preseason than you have in the previous 17-game season. So I like that. I like that the starters are going to get a little bit of run Saturday.
Perk, thank you for making time. All guests on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show get free breadsticks and salads.
That's it, baby. Sign me up. I'll give it to Solana.
All the sauce you want.
Exactly. I'll get them some take-home sauce.
We'll see you, Perk. Thanks, man.
All right, fellas.
There you go. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.